If you like true crime, then check out my new channel, Donovan Dread True Crime. I release solved and unsolved cases several times a week. The link is below. Hi, Donovan. Let me first start off by saying thank you for the content. I enjoy listening to the daily uploads. My grandfather, who recently passed away from old age, he was 97, told me a story not too long ago that had me convinced that certain creatures and beasts are real. My grandfather was a brigadier general in the army, who basically serves as an advisor to the major general commanding a unit of 10 to 15,000 soldiers. He told me a story about his first deployment with the army. This is probably about a year after he joined. They were doing a reconnaissance mission in Cambodia. There were six men in his unit. They basically had to hide out in the jungle for 4 days. My grandfather said that he saw several men killed by something that should not exist and that is pure evil. He was in day two of this recon mission and they were working in shifts where two men would go out and they would rotate around the clock. They were monitoring the whereabouts of this highly valued target. He and his fellow soldier were on shift at the time and it was around mid-afternoon. Their base camp was located about a mile away, and they had to hike through the jungle up this mountainside where there are caves all along the mountainside. That's where they were positioned to look down into the valley of the jungle where their target was positioned. The area was thick jungle, and the only way they could get a decent look was from this hillside. It was about a 45-minute hike to go 1 mile. They had a great vantage point where they could see their target, which was a small group of about 12 men, including their highly valued target. As they are watching, they hear this terrible sound come from the base of the valley. He said it sounded like a cross between a wolf howling and an angry gorilla who is about to attack. From his vantage point, he could see the tops of the bamboo trees moving from 100 yards out. Just shaking as whatever this thing is making its way towards these group of men. Down below, there are 4 men who are standing guard with automatic weapons, patrolling the outside of their 3 makeshift buildings. He can see that these men also hear the sound, and they're all standing together watching in the direction where this thing is coming from. He said that it was coming faster and faster. The men below were scared, as he could tell by the way they were moving around their guard post. They were running back and forth trying to figure out where this thing was coming from. It was almost like they knew that this thing would be serious trouble. Then all of a sudden, everything goes dead quiet. You can hear a pin drop out there. He said if you've ever been in the jungle, it's full of noises and it's never quiet. It's basically just a constant wall of sound from all of the wildlife out there. The men look panicked as if they already knew what was coming next. They start screaming at each other and pointing all over the place. Then out of nowhere, this massive black furred creature comes from one side of the men and starts tearing them apart from limb to limb. One of the men was able to discharge his weapon at this thing, but it didn't faze it. 3 men were instantly killed. It happened so fast it was a blur. My grandfather said it was like some type of animal was shot out of a cannon at these men. They had 0 time to react. The 4th man who discharged his weapon at this thing turned around and started running into the jungle. And within 2 bounds, this thing leapt onto his back and broke his neck and dragged him out of sight into the jungle. Then the men from inside the buildings came out and saw the guards were all dead. They were frantically moving around and got into their vehicles and took off. My grandfather said that he and his fellow soldier watched this all unfold from a distance of a little over 100 yards away. He said that they instantly knew what they witnessed was something that should not exist. This thing, which appeared to be some type of massive wolf-like creature that stood upright, just went ballistic on these men. It took less than 30 seconds for this thing to kill four men and drag one man into the jungle. He told me that he and his fellow soldier immediately packed up their stuff and hightailed it out of there. Which is when my grandfather told me that he believed in these creatures after seeing one with his own eyes. After they got back home to the U.S., he was debriefed by high-ranking officials. He was told never to speak of this again or face serious repercussions. My grandfather served in World War II and Vietnam Wars, so I know he's not a liar. I'm a security guard for a company based out of Madison, Wisconsin. I provide security details for one of their data warehouses. It's right across the street from a fairly large cemetery, which sometimes makes my night patrols a little spooky when you hear strange noises from coming over there. It doesn't normally happen, but it did this one night in the early fall of 2017. It was October 15th because earlier that night we went out to dinner for my mom's birthday at this new Mexican place that had recently opened up. I will never forget it because I got this spicy shrimp taco with a side of their hot sauce and poured it all over my taco. It didn't look that hot, but there must have been habaneros in there because I thought I was going to have to call off sick. My mouth was on such fire. So after sweating out about 5 pounds after eating this monster hot taco, I finally returned to normal and headed into work. This was about 10:30 p.m. at night because at the time I was working the 11 to 7 a.m. shift, our graveyard shift. It's a boring shift, but I listen to a ton of podcasts and read books to pass the time. I have to walk the perimeter on every hour and it takes me about 15 minutes to walk around the entire warehouse. So it's 11:40 p.m. and I start my perimeter walk. I walk out of the main entrance and to the right and go around the warehouse and eventually come to the side that is across from the cemetery. It's a fairly large cemetery with a brick wall that goes around the perimeter of it. There are trees scattered throughout and the grass is pretty well kept. I'm walking along when all of a sudden from behind one of the trees in the cemetery, I hear this screeching sound like some type of bird. But it's nothing I've ever heard before. It's so loud and piercing that it makes me jump. I stop and look over at the trees, but I don't see anything. Then I hear it again, this time closer to me in another tree. It's still pitch black out because there's no street lights anywhere near the cemetery. There's a few lights on the data warehouse side, but they don't shine far enough to go over to the cemetery. So I'm trying to figure out what could be making this noise. I look over at one of the tombstones and I see this large, winged, humanoid creature perched on top. I say humanoid because I shine my flashlight on it and its face looked like a cross between a human and a bat, kind of with a pig-shaped nose pointed up, and it had these large, pointy ears on the side of its head. It also had these massive wings that were folded up and it looked like it was wearing some type of robe or something. The wings were absolutely massive. Its body was very thin and lanky and it had these long arms with hands and had these really long fingers. The hands reminded me of spider legs almost. I'm frozen in place as this thing is looking at me with these red eyes that glow in the light of my flashlight. Its mouth is open slightly as if it's snarling at me, but I can't hear anything coming from it. After about 10 or 20 seconds of staring at each other, I finally muster up the courage to speak to this thing. What are you? As soon as the words leave my mouth, this thing takes off into the air, flying straight up into the sky until I can no longer see it with my flashlight. I'm still trying to figure out what in the hell I just saw. I walk back towards the front of the warehouse and go to my desk and I Skype my supervisor when I get back. He sends back an LOL face at me and tells me that it was probably a flying squirrel or something. A flying squirrel? Really? I think I know the difference between a 5-foot winged humanoid creature and a 6-inch flying squirrel. I explained to him that this thing had wings and look like some type of demon or gargoyle. He doesn't believe me, but I know what I saw.
I'm really glad I found your channel. While I've been debating about writing this into you, about the whole experience and wondering if it truly fits in with any of your stories, I thought, hey, why not? If you don't decide to use it, it is what it is. If you do, I really hope your listeners can appreciate what I have to say. Now, let's back this up a little. The man in question is, and was, a good friend of mine up until around the end of 2016, when he died of a massive heart attack. Sometime before Thanksgiving, if I remember correctly. I'm not going to say his actual name, so I'll refer to him as Earl. Earl eventually found God, cleaned up his life, and became a pretty decent guy. But pre-2000s, he was a bad guy to mess with. In and out of prison, sold and did a lot of drugs, did a lot of bad things, even murdered people. But his primary occupation was a pimp for at least 8 or 9 years. During that time, he had some crazy stories that he shared with me, one being something about werewolves. Now get this. At the time that he was being a pimp, he rolled over, I guess that's the correct terminology, a handful of prostitutes. He operated them in this really shady part of town, off in the outskirts where it was a little bit more wooded, tucked away, but just as much a part of the city as any other part would be. Of course, with all the gang rivalry and gangbanging, there would always be violence, and of course, drugs being sold. I should also clarify that if you're not familiar with slang, gangbanging is not referring to an orgy, but actual gang activity, killing, violence, any sort of gang activity that you can think of, at least to my knowledge. While that was going around in plentiful amounts, there were also prostitutes going missing, left and right. Now, on occasion, this does happen. If you go to any major metropolis and you talk to any pimp, which I hope you won't do because they are dangerous men, but sometimes prostitutes are kidnapped. Sometimes they're killed. They're in a way seen as the property of other pimps. It makes sense that rival pimps would do this, but there was a horrible, horrible reason for this in this story. Some of the prostitutes who were friends with other prostitutes kept claiming that they would see this large black dog with tall pointed ears walking on two legs, which they would refer to as a werewolf, keep coming after the other prostitutes, attacking them. Eventually, many of these prostitutes would disappear. At least 5 of them in this little same area all vanished without a trace. Before truly finding out what was the cause of this, he ended up serving a prison term and getting out. Shortly after that, it was about at the end of his gang life, which would mean he turned over his life completely, so that was just a closed chapter. He never did find out about those girls. I'm just telling you all of this to give a backstory to the reasoning. He told me it always bothered him, and he found it weird that his prostitutes kept referring to the same description of what they were seeing. Of course, he would beat them and mock them and force them to do stuff on him as well as other people for more money because he thought they were trying to just get out of it by complaining. He just now can't get around the fact, can't get past it, that they would use the same descriptions. The tall, pointed black ears, the fact that it looked whatever it was, like a werewolf. He doesn't really believe in werewolves or anything like that. He's just more haunted by the fact that they all went missing, all saying that they saw this same creature or thing, and he wonders if there's a reason behind it. I'm sorry I don't know as much information as I'd like to. I wish I would have talked to him more about it, but when he started to share it with me, I always found it very interesting, thinking at the time that the idea of a werewolf was a possibility. Now that I know more about cryptids and that they do exist, and the whole phenomenon with Dogman, I almost wonder if indeed that's what they were seeing. I should also state that this period of him prostituting these girls out was somewhere in the 90s, I think 1991 to 99 to be exact, but I can't quite remember for sure, but it was sometime around there. I also want to say, too, that the area these prostitutes served in was somewhere close by to Chicago. Wasn't a part of Chicago, if I remember right. Just a little bit past that, but still a busy area. Just a bit more forested than a big city.